Okay, last week we learned a chiddush din in the Gemara that nagach ba'achakach hifker, if an animal is nagayach ba'achakach hifker, and then the owner was mafki the animal. So the Gemara had a chiddush that it's a ptor, being mafki the behem is a ptor, and Rashi learned because you need chad ba'ilim. You need to have the same owner from the time of the Hezek to the time of Hamad of Adin and even to the time of the Gemar Adin. You need all Bechad Ba'ilim, and that was the Kula. So last week I mentioned three or four kashas on this Gemara. The Iker Kasha was the Pupule Chariftis Kasha. That if you learn that there's such a heter of Nogach, Va'achakach Hifker, if you're mafki a behema before the Gemara Din, we'll never have a case of a person paying min ha'aliyah. You'll never have a case where a person is going to pay out of his own pocket for a hezek, because if a person is about to see that he's going to lose money, he goes to Bezdin. Bezdin is about to pass, and he sees that the Dintari is going against him, so he'll just be mafki the behema. And Kozeman, the hezek is less than the value of the behema, so it doesn't pay for him to be mafka the behema. So he won't be mafka. But as soon as he sees the hezek is more than the value of the behema, he'll just be mafka the behema. And he'll never have a case where he pays min aliyah. That's the pupulecha with this kasha. The second kasha that we asked was the stipler's kasha. There's no requirement that you go to the Torah for hezek. If you mazik someone, so you just pay him. It happens, it's mazik b'chol yoy. Someone's animal is mazik, or someone is mazik, you go to Din Taira. If the person runs away, you send the mazmana to Din Taira. But normally, a person pays. You don't have to have a Din Taira to be a mominus. So, how could you require that to have the same bailim b'shas gemar din? There doesn't have to be a gemar din in the first place. How could there have to be Bailam B'Shas Gemar Din? The whole Gemara, it's just not true. You don't have to have a Din Torah, so how could you have to have a Gemar Din? The third kasha that Rosh Steinman Ayelas HaShachar asked is that it's not logical. The whole Din of Hifker is not logical because we neman that the chi of hezek comes mishas hezek. When your animal's mazik, you have a chi of right away. So how is it nifka your chi of through being mafkarit? The chi of comes off. Hard to understand this whole, the whole arrangement doesn't seem to be true. By a knas, I can understand. If you hold the knas, needs a psak bez, then so if you quickly might have a knas, you get out of it. You don't have to pay the knas. But by mamin, Adina Mamin, how could it be? What's the svara that you get off of it just like that? So these are problems with Poshit Pshat in Gemara Rashi here. The way Rashi learns up the Gemara, these are major difficulties. And for that, since it's such a big problem, Rav Steinman has a Pshat, the Ayelas HaShachar, he has a Pshat in the Gemara, which gives me the opportunity to chazer over an old friend, a site we've had over the years, certainly numerous times. And Rav Steinman compares our Gemara to a different site. We had discussed in the past the din of Kam Leib D'Rab Mineh. Kam Leib D'Rab Mineh means if someone is, let's say, he's mazik someone else on Shabbos, does a malacha, and he does a hezek with the malacha, he doesn't have to pay. Because come later, the rabbi mina, he did a maisa chil Shabbos, which is a chi of misa, even if he did a pishayeg, if he did it by mistake. Chayv misa shayeg again. We also say, come later, the rabbi mina. That means if someone on Shabbos does a hezek to someone else, someone on Shabbos, by mistake, he carries something or throws something from one rishus to another. He wants to get it into another rishus. And he breaks a window as it's going from one rishus to another. So, all right, the case has to be an exact case. If you break the window before it landed, so then the breaking the window is at a different minute than the malacha. But if the malacha is the same time as the chil Shabbos, at the same minute, you say kam leib deramina, you put it from pay. That's the din of kam leib deramina. So there's a ksais that says in your site, which is really based on a Rashi on the, I believe it's Tzadik Amid Beis in Bava Kamma. Rashi, later in the Masechta here, tells us that kam leib deramina is only a din in Anhogas Bezdin. It's a din in the way Bezdin runs its affairs, that mishum risha achas ata machayvai vi'i ata machayvai mishum shtei rishayis. That Bezdin can't paskin on someone that he did something that's chayv misa and something that's chayv malim. It's a din in Anhogas Bezdin that you can't be chayv for both. However, let's say you have a situation where the person wants, let's say, Sidei Shemayim. He wants to do what's right. So somebody was Mechal Shabbos, and with the Chil Shabbos, he caused Hezek. Let's say Sidei Shemayim, he certainly has to pay. If you mazik someone on Shabbos, let's say Sidei Shemayim, of course you have to pay. You caused him a Hezek. Kamalei v'derabim inei doesn't make you potter. You're just as chayiv as you would be otherwise. Kamalei d'Rabbeinu is a din in Bezdin, that Bezdin can't force you to pay. If a person did an Issa Lav at the same time that he did an Isser, at the same time he did it, he was Mazik someone Mammon. So, Bezdin says, Yechayiv Malkus. Are Yechayiv Mammon? Yes. I, Kamalei d'Rabbeinu. The aside is that Kamalei d'Rabbeinu is only a halacha in Hilchis Hanhogas Bezdin. A Bezdin can't be Mechayiv you. But are you Chayiv? Of course you're Chayiv. You're Chayiv. Let's say Sidei Shemayim, you have to pay.
Why does it apply to Shogin?
What?
Why does it apply to Shogin? Bezdin not doing anything with Shogin.
Because Chayivim is the Shogigim, Niftarim Davis, and Bezdin's paskening that you did such a maisa.
Bezdin paskening you did
the Shogin? Well, Bezdin's not giving you an Einish. So we're not touching Rishum Risha Achasat Mechayiv, that Bezdin gives you one punishment, not two punishments. Means Bezdin can only be done you on the ikar punishment. They can't have a din Torah on the secondary punishment. Right, I have to rephrase it. By Shagig also, they down the person for Yilchal Shabbos. They're going to pass him that he's Pater from Marainish because he was a Shagig.
If you don't down him and put it on his own, he would have to pay them?
Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that Yechayim, Lotte Sidei Shemayim, you have to pay. Rashi even says more. Rashi says that Tfisa helps. By Kam Leib D'Ramine. Rashi even said that it helps to grab, to be typhus. And, because really, Be'etzem is a Chiv. It's just that Bezdin is not Mechayiv. So this is the aside in Kam Leib D'Ramine, which should be a Dover. Yadua, people should be aware of it, that there's such a concept in Kamalei D'Rabbeinu that you're really chayiv. Just that Bezdin can't force anybody to pay, but Be'etzem there's a chiyuv. I think we talked about somebody had a car that was parked on the street on Shabbos. And somebody else was driving down the street on Shabbos and smashed his car, it was a parked car. So someone smashed the car, and the driver appeared to be a Jewish woman that banged into his car. So we were talking about whether he can collect damages. This woman was a Mechal Shabbos when she was doing it. She was driving. Kamlei d'Rabbeinu, l'chayr she patur from pain. Now she doesn't know anything about Kamlei d'Rabbeinu, you understand. She was muchen to the payment would go normally, like every accident. But if you're not entitled to the money, how can you take the money?
So if you're not entitled. Isn't she apologized as soon as she starts driving? Or it's one action, though. You can't be with for every minute.
We could be down on it, but the truth is every second she pushes the gas pedal, she's doing full Shabbos. So, Even when she presses the brake pedal, she's doing Chilul Shabbos and lighting the light. So, Lamaisa you can take, because Lamaisa, like Rashi says, like Ksai says, Be'etzem there's a chiv. The person comes to pay, you don't have to tell them they're potter. Because Be'etzem there's a chiv, it's a din in Hanhogas Bezdin, that if you're going to send the Hazmana to Bezdin, Bezdin can't be Lachayiv a moment. But Be'etzem there's a chiv. Mominus by Kamlai Durami. It's a double Ramistaver that Kamlai Durami and I washed into be a Chi of Mamin. There was a Chi of Mamin. It's a Din and Bezdim, Mishum Rishach, Zatamachai, Yatamachai, Mishum Shtei Rishais. That's the aside by Kamlai Durami. Steinen says that the Din of Nogas, Va'achaka Chifker, Potter, is the same as Kamlai Durami, Potter. It's a din in Anhogas Bezdin. Bezdin, if you want Bezdin to be Mechayiv him, it has to be Behuad Bevailov, it has to be one Bailin from the time of the Hezek to the time of the Hamada Bedin to the time of the Gemaradin. The person is Chayiv, let's say they Shemayim, he has to pay no matter what. He's Mechayiv to pay one way or the other. It doesn't matter. If it's one Bailam, if he's mafkarit, he has a chiyuv to pay. And like the Rav Steiner said in the Kasha, there's no svara. If he was chayiv to pay at the minute of the hezek, where did the chiyuv go? Teretz says the chiyuv stays. Let's say, see, they shemayim, you have to pay. Nogach v'achakach hifkir is only going to help you that Bezdin is not going to force you to pay because it's gzeiros hakasev, that you need Chad Bailim all the way till the Gemar Din. But it has nothing to do with the Etzem Chiyuv. The Etzem Chiyuv is a Chiyuv, Lot Yisidei Shemayim, a person has to pay. So all of the three kashas come off. The first kasha, the Papula Chirifta. How is anybody ever going to pay Min Aliyah? He'll always be Mafkar Ishar. That is, you're right. If he's mafker ishar, Bezdin can't force him to pay. But he's still chayiv to pay. If he's going to ask a shayla, the psak will still be, I have to pay. So din that Bezdin can't force him. But the etzem is chayivus, if he's a yid that wants to do what the Torah is lechayiv him, just like he keeps Shabbos, and just like he doesn't eat treifus, so he has to pay. The chiyuv lotzis de shemayim is the chiyuv gomor. The stipulus kasher. The stipulus asked, why do you need a Pesach Bezdin for? Amir, Amad, Abedin. You don't have to go to Bezdin. Teretz is an Achinami. You don't have to go to Bezdin. And the Pesach is not talking in that case. In most cases, we just pay voluntarily. Pesach is not talking in that case. You just have to pay. What is the Pesach going on those cases where a person doesn't want to pay? And you have to send him as mother to a Din Torah. And he goes to Bezdin. When he goes to Bezdin, he has to go to rules of Bezdin. The rules of Bezdin are that Bezdin can't force. Bezdin will paskin. The chayav to pay lotzis de shemayim. Well, we can't force you. That's going to be the psak. And bechlau, Rav Steinman's kasha, that's not a dover amistaver. How could he become less chayav? It's not a kasha. When the animal was mazik, he was chayav lotzis de shemayim, and that never goes away. He wants to add that Bezdin should force him. To add a psak bezdin, the bezdin should force him. To add that, you can't add it. The chiyuv be'etzem is there. So this is how Rav Steinman learned the previous Gemara. I'm masking, it's not pasha pshat in the Gemara. If you learn the Gemara, pasha the words, it doesn't seem to say it, but at least it's a mahalach that answers all the kashas. I don't know, really, that there are that many choices in how to learn the Gemara. Rav Steinman seems the pshat that's Yosukar of Elohemis. Some Seifel I mentioned last week learns the whole Gemara is talking about Yashar Tam, which is not like Rishainim. So the only other way to learn is that I know of is Rish Steinman's way, and at least with that, it's a Glata Mahaloch, even though it's Taka Chidish. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Chutz Mirishus Ham Yuchedes Lamazik. That's what's said in the Mishnah. It said that you're chayiv to pay. Which mazik was it talking about? All the mazikim, right? I didn't say in the Mishnah which mazik. Kol shechafti b'shmirah. It's going on all the mazikim. Well, it's certainly mamon mazik. And it says in the Mishnah that you chayiv to pay b'chol makim, wherever your animal is mazik, chutz mishus hamiuchedes l'mazik. If you're mazik someone in your own mishus, then you're potter. What does that mean? What's the case? Somebody's shar walked into my rishus, and my animal gored his animal, I'm off the hook. Why should I be off the hook? So the Gemara says, the amalai torcha rishusi my boy. Very hard Gemara. It's a one line, it's not even a one line Gemara. It's a little under one line. It's a little hard to teach. Makes sense? Your animal comes into my rishus. My animal damages your animal, I'm potter. Because I could say, what's your animal doing in my rishus? What does that mean? What's your animal doing in my rishus? You're right. My animal doesn't belong in your rishus. That doesn't give you a right to be mazikit. What does one thing have to do with the other? Well, what does one thing have to do with the other? Your animal doesn't belong in my rishus. That gives me a right to be mazikit. How do you want to push pshat in the Gemara? If somebody without permission comes into my house and he has a pet cat and he leaves it in my house, so what do I do with it? I'm allowed to throw it away? Is that true? There's no chiyuv. I don't have to watch it. I'm not a shomer, but I can't be mazik it, could I? Have you mazik it? But I was mazik, and my animal was mazik his animal. My animal went, and it gored his animal. So you're telling me is, I had my animal, it was fenced in, and now your animal came in, so it's not my fault, that's what you say. Not my fault. I had my animal fenced in my rishos. And so I'm an oinus. That's what you say. I'm an oinus.
Why can't I do anything I want to an animal that doesn't belong to my rishos?
You think you're allowed to do something to someone else's thing? Let's say someone comes to your house. And he says, I'm going away. I have no place to leave this. I'm leaving it in your rishos. You give him permission. So you're allowed to take it and put it in the street?
Yeah.
I think so. If you would leave it in the street, what would you have to do? For Shabbos Abed, you'd have to take it into the house. So if it's in the house, you can put it in the street. What? Right, so you put it in the street. Now once it's in the street, you have Mitzvah Shabbos Abed, you have to take it into the house, no? Huh? Now tell me if I'm wrong, I don't know. In America, the assumption is, if somebody puts something in my house, I can just put it in the street. Right? Is that true? If it causes me a hefsid, I understand. If it causes me a hefsid, I don't have to leave it. Even if it's an aveda, I don't have to take your aveda and take it if the hefsid is more than the value of the aveda. But assuming it's not a hefsid, someone just left something in my rishos, so I'm allowed to just get it, throw it away.
Even if I'm not allowed to throw it away, I don't have to worry about what's going to happen to it.
Okay, that I agree. You're not a shomer. Like you said, they're not chiyuv shmirah.
Right. So if
I can't be mazik it.
I didn't mazik it on purpose.
Your show was mazik it. I'm allowed to let my show be mazik your thing. You think so? Let's say I find your aved in the street. I take it into my house. So I'm allowed to let my show be mazik it.
You have to watch it. And you have to make sure that you keep guarding
it for the time of the owner. I have a chiyuv of a shomer aved. So if he leaves in the street, I have to watch it. If he leaves it in my house, I don't have to watch it. So, that's correct. I'm not sure. I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem correct that if somebody just leaves something in my rishos, it's worse than if he leaves it in the street.
I'm not going to do a strong shmir on my animal.
That's the same as an aveda. So if I have an aveda and my animal's mazik it, I have to pay. No, I don't have to pay. I was an oinus on the shmir of my animal. See, it depends. If your animal walked into my rishos I'm not home. I'm out davening. Your animal came into my rishus without permission. So my animal saw your animal and it gored it. Then I understand the Gemara. Oinus is potter. I'm an oinus. I am allowed to leave my animal in my field. So an oinus is potter. You can learn the Gemara that way. Then you have to limit it. That the Gemara is only talking if I'm unaware that your animal came into my rishus. So I'm unaware. So I'm an oinus. So now my animal is mazik. Potter. Ptur oinus. Right? And it wasn't Pshebish Mirasai. So I'm potter. But if you learn that way, you have to be mechalik. Let's say I am aware that your animal's in my rishus, then I have to be careful that my animal shouldn't be mazik your animal. If the ptur is a ptur oinus, then it'll come out to chidush. First of all, if I'm aware of it, I have to be careful. Which may be true. And second of all, what happens if I'm a tchilasi b'pshia? Let's say I have my animal in my backyard. There's no fence. It's in my rishus. I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to put a fence. But I didn't put a fence. I'm the animal in my house without any type of shmir at all. And then your animal comes into my rishus, and my animal goes your animal. Am I potter achayev? Sounds from this gemara like I'm potter. But if the ptur is ptur aynis, then if it's chilasi b'pshia, the seifa b'aynis, which is chayiv, I should be chayiv. Which somehow is a tremendous chiddush. If I have an animal in my rishus, even let's say it's a mu'ud, and I'm not allowed to leave it without a leash, but I left it in my backyard, I'm trusting my animal, it won't go anywhere. And your animal comes in, I'm away, I don't even see it. And my animal's mazik you, since I'm chilasi b'pshia, so I'll be chayiv on the hezek. I don't know, maybe that's pashut pshat in the Gemara. That chilasi b'pshia v'seifa ba'ayin, that the p'tur here is a p'tur of Einstein. Does it fit into the Lashon? Torcha b'shusi my boy. I guess it fits. What do you want from me? Torcha b'shusi my boy. I didn't expect your shara will be in my rishos. That's what I mean. I didn't expect to see it. And I think there's no Rashi on it. Does Rashi say anything on it? No. So Torcha b'shusi my boy, and I have a p'tur. A p'tur aynus. Okay? So now we're learning that Lui Yitzor, I'd be aware of it, everything would change. Not plus Rishon the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chutz Mishus HaMazik, sounds like if your animal comes to my Rishus, I'm totally potter. So Baruch Ber, in Simin Tez Vav, has a pshat in the Gemara. He mentions that you can learn the Gemara of Aynis, but then that Chilas HaBshia says Aynis will be Chayiv. So he has a different pshat in the Gemara, which comes back to an old yisoid that Rav Baruch Ber mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta. Rav Baruch Ber, Shem Rav Chaim, really, Shtel Daveka yisoid. Now, when your mammon is mazik, and you have to pay, that's a chiddush haTorah. Not the way most people think. It's a logical thing. My animal's mazik, I have to pay. Not true. Not true. It's not logical. If my animal is mazik, an animal has a mind of its own. It was mazik you. Why should I have to pay? I feel bad about it. Why do I have to pay? Only because the Torah said a chiddush that mammon hamazik, the ba'alim have to pay. It's a chiddush haTorah. If your mammon is mazik, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. That's a chiddush haTorah. It's not the pashtus hadvarim. It's not a svara. It's a gzeiras hakasuv. So for Baruch Ber, that gezeres hakosev, that moment amazik you have to pay, is only ubir v'steyacher, it's only not in your rishus. When the animal is in your rishus, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. Why? For one reason, because the Torah never said the parsha of mazik when it's in your rishus. And that's the siva, that's the reason that there's a p'tar. That's the way Baruch Ber learns. So now it doesn't matter if I see your animal there. It doesn't matter if I'm Tchilasi B'Tshia. My Ptur is not Oynis. My Ptur is that the Torah wasn't Mechadish, the Parsha of Shara Mazik. or Bara Mazik for that matter, when it's in the Rishus of the Mazik. I could dig a Bara my Rishus, I could have my Shara my Rishus. The Torah wasn't Mechadish Dechiv. The Torah wasn't Mechadish Dechiv, that's why I'm Potter. You didn't give me logical reasons why I should be Chayiv. I'm going to be Potter anyway. Because the Torah didn't say there's a Chiyuv of Shara Mazik, Rishus HaMazik. This is the way Baruch Bel learns the Gemara. Baruch Bel brings a Gemara later in the Masechta that what happens if your Shara kills somebody who walks into your Rishus? Mailman comes in and the person, the dog, jumps on him and kills him. Is he chayiv kaifer? There's a Gemara later in the Masechta that says yipatim a kaifer. Rishus hamazik, yipatim. If he walked into the Rishus of the Mazik, yipatim from kaifer. But hashar yisakel, the shar is still chayiv skimu. The Shara is still Chayiv Skimu. Why? Why should we split it that way? Why, when a human being walks into someone's Rishus and his Shara kills the human being, Manashach, if you're an Aynis, you're an Aynis. If you're not an Aynis, you should be Chayiv on everything. If you're going with Svara, why say, on Kaifer to pay your Pata? To lose your shar, that your shar gets skila, that you have to lose your shar. Make it tasty to be mechalik. Zotar Baruch Ber, because kaifer is the din of Tashlumei Hezek. Kaifer is part of the din of the Parsha of Mazikim, even if you have kufra kapara, but it's all part of the Parsha of Mazik. The Torah didn't say that Parsha, only b'stei acher, and not b'stei hamazik. Hashar Yisakel. That is a din in the shar. The baldin is not the man. The baldin is the shar. The shar has a chiyuv skila, right? The shar is the din tayra on the shar. The shar is chiyuv skila. The din tayra on the shar has nothing to do with the shar. Doesn't have its own rishus. That was mazik in its rishus. The baalim have a rishus. That in the baalim's rishus, there's no parsha of mazik. A shar doesn't own any rishusim. The din skila on the shar has nothing to do with who owns the rishus he's in, because there's no difference. Never the shar is rishus. It's a din tayra on the shar. The din tayra on the shar is no nafkamina where you are. The chiddush haptur, again, it will be out to aynis. Maybe a shar is a ptur of aynis also, basically. But it's not a ptur of aynis. It's a ptur of gzeres hakasim. There's no gezeres hakasim on the shar yisakel. The shar doesn't have a rishus shel atzma. So the shar gets skimer. And really everybody would pay. The only p'tor is a p'tor tashlumin, which is gezeres hakasim in tashlumi hazaken. That the chiddush, tashlumin is a chiddush, that the Torah is only mechadish, rishus acher.
What does it tam?
If it's a tam, a shar in this goes even a tam. So nothing now. If a tam kills, he's chayiv as a shayin eskal. It gets skila. It's not gonna change anything. All right. So this is how Rav Baruch Bel learns up this short gemara with the old yisaid that mazik is a gzeres hakasuv. The truth is shayin eskal is also a gzeres hakasuv. Just the gabi the shard is no tam lechalik. And Agav, what's the din of Adam Mazik? If somebody comes into a person's Rishus and the Adam is Mazik, is the Adam Chayiv? Someone comes into your Rishus without permission and you Mazik him. Do you have to pay? Adam Mazik, more serious question. Adam Mazik is Chayiv normally Adam Ud Laila. Someone comes into your shush and you're mazik him. Why?
Kind of breaks in and you shoot him in self-defense.
Self-defense, he can shoot people and he's chayav
nisa. Self-defense, the guy comes in.
a ganav comes in, so you're allowed to kill him because you're assuming that he would kill the nignav. You're allowed to kill him. Assumption is that we have a right to assume that he's ready to kill. Only mzarchal al hashemesh. Let's say it's not. Let's say it's a delivery boy. A delivery man walks in, and you massacre him. What's it did? He will be playing darts. And he walks in. He gets it in the head. Cholim. Do you have to pay him? So it's interesting. There's a machlokes rishayim. Rashi and the Rambam, the Iker. What the din of Adam HaMazik, if someone comes into your shus without permission, what your chiyuvim are. Rashi Shita is that you're chayiv. Rashi Shita is that if you're playing darts and someone comes into your house without permission and you heard him, Adam would lailam. You have to, unless he's niskal, if he trips over something, if he does it, if he walks into the dart, then mustami be patif. But if you throw it at him and it's him, then you'll be chayiv. Rashi Shita. We don't pass it. You pass it like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if someone comes into your shus without permission, you're never chayiv unless you're a mazik b'kavana. Unless you're a mazik b'kavana, if someone comes in without permission, you're potter. He puts his things in your shus without permission. As long as you're not mazik b'kavana, you have a patur. That's what we're passing. Comes up in a case such as the following, which actually happened. Let's say someone, it's night, and someone parks in your garage without permission. Someone came and he parked in your garage. He didn't ask your permission. Maybe he did it, he thought he's allowed to, he thought you're on vacation. So here you are backing down your driveway into your garage. You assume the garage is empty. And suddenly, crunch, you hear that you hit someone's car. Sees Teveyu, you're Adam HaMazik. I think such a case could ever happen. So, it happened to someone this year. So, what's the halacha? So, we pass like the Rambam. The Potter. Adam HaMazik, someone who came into your shus without permission, you're Potter, and I'm a chayv to pay him. Because if someone comes to your shus without permission, you can only be chayv if you're a mazik b'kavana. If you're not a mazik b'kavana, you're not chayv. So the shayla is, you seem chayv to pay your damages. So what's the answer? Which mazik is he? Which mazik would you call him? What? Bar. So is he chayv to pay your damages? You guys know the answer. Come on. Just at least if you forget everything else, there's one thing you should remember. Right? That Boris Platon Kalim. I think we all know that, right? If he digs a hole in your backyard and your car goes into it, you're also Platon Kalim, right? The car is Kalim. Chashuva Kalim. That's the Kalim. He's Potter because Boris Platon Kalim. You're Potter, even though you're a be a dying manish. And even if you are Peshaya, even if it's a tiny, you should have seen it. But if someone goes into your rishus without permission, Adam HaMazik, we pass like the Rambam. Adam HaMazik is potter, unless he's mazik in kavana. Alright, so it's a one line Gemara, chutz rishus hamiyuchedes l'mazik. And the Gemara says, torcha b'shusli, my boy is good. There's a Rambam, when the Rambam brings this halacha down, a little strange, the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is in the beginning of Hilchas Niskei Mamon, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin. The Mefarshim here struggle to understand what he means. This Rambam is also in Shulchan Aruch, word for word. If nichnas hanizik l'shus hamazik v'kaseyu behem toish al balabayis. The nizik went into l'shus hamazik. It means him or his mamon went into l'shus hamazik. And the behemta shavah abayis is mazik him. How is that potter? Ala kail. It's very good, right? How is that potter? Ala kail. That's al gemara. Why? Zakir Rambam, Shari Yoim Eloi. You could tell her. Ilu loy nechnasta l'rshusi loy higi elocha hezek. If you had not come into my rishus, nothing would have happened to you. Vari mafurish b'tayra, v'shilach es b'ira, u'bir b'stei acher. But it says in the Torah, v'shilach es b'ira, u'bir b'stei acher. It's gzeres hakasuv. That's your potter. So the Ramah asks, he has two kashas. Ramah says, what's he getting the gzeres hakasuv for? The Gemara doesn't say gzeres hakasuv. The Gemara says a svara, Torah b'shusi, my boy. So the Rambam should say, Ilu loy nechnasa v'shusi l'chai hezek, period. Why does he add Hari Mafurish B'Torah, Shilas Zbira, B'Yir B'Stei Acher? What's he adding the gzeres hakasuv for? That's one kasha. And the second kasha is, U'bir B'Stei Acher, we use to be memayich that Shem V'Regal are potter b'shus Rabbin. It's a different limud. It's not a limud for Karen, it's a limud for Regal. U'bir b'stei acher, Shem v'regel apater b'shus harabit. What's the Rambam doing bringing here a pasuk that has to do with Shem v'regel b'shus harabit? He's going on our Gemara, he's going on the case of b'shus hanizik. So the Ramah of Leib Shver, he says he doesn't understand what he's bringing in here. The Be'er HaGoyla and the Sider Shulchan Aruch suggests that it's a Tos HaTfus. That the last line, Hari Mefurish B'Toyra, V'Shilach Esbirei, B'Yir B'Stei Acher, should be in the next Sif, which talks about Shem V'Regel B'Shus HaRabim. And there the Rambam doesn't bring the Pasuk. Why didn't he bring the Pasuk? So Mestam, this last line, belongs in the next, in Halacha Ches. And the Meila, you know when somebody says something's a Tos HaTfus, it means he's stuck for a good teretz. Because it's Takashver. I think according to a Baruch Be'er, it's not that Shver. According to a Baruch Be'er, it's a little Geshmak. Whatever Baruch Be'er said, what's the Svar of Torcha B'Shusi, my boy? What's the Svar? Torcha B'Shusi, my boy, I am still not allowed to be Mazakit. What was a Baruch Be'er's Chab? That there's no Parshas HaTaira on Mazikim. Yishus HaMazik. That was in Baruch Pes, the Kuda. That Torah B'Shusi, my boy, the pshat is that the Torah wasn't Mechayim in such a case. The Chiddush of Mazikim is only elsewhere, not here. To see that, at least it makes sense that the Rambam brings the Pasuk. He says there is a Parsha Mazikim. The Parsha Mazikim is Ubiya B'Stayacher, is going on a specific case.
The second kasha
of do we need this pasuk for something else, not really answered. But the concept that you bring a pasuk for a svara is good according to Rabbi Achbar, because this whole svara is based on the idea that the Torah wasn't mechayiv. So even though this pasuk is talking by Shem V'Regel, still it needs an answer. I'll tell you an answer in a minute. But the Baruch Be'er makes it better that you need a pasuk. That's the whole of Baruch Be'er. So I'm going to get back to this in a moment. Okay, we're still going to stop moving. So I want to get back to this round. But let's learn the first machlokes in the next Gemara. And then we'll talk about the two cases together. So far we know Rishus HaNizik, Rishus HaRabin, and Rishus HaMazik. Right, Rishus HaRabim we had all year. Shem V'Regel, Apatah Rishus HaRabim, and Keren Eschayim. Rishus HaNizik we also had all year. That everything is Chayim Rishus HaNizik. My animal does it to your Rishus. I'm Chayim on Shem, on Regel, and on Keren. Rishus HaMazik that we just had. Rishus HaMazik, everything is Potter. Because, like we learned, there's no Parsha Mazik in Rishus HaMazik. What's only left is Rishus HaShutfin. The only other Rishus we could think of is a Rishus that's a Shutfis of the Mazik and the Nizik. The question is, do you compare it to Rishus HaMazik and you say that you're Potter? Or do you compare it to Rishus HaNizik and you say that you're Chayim? So that's the Machlokes. Rishus HaNizik VeHaMazik. In the Mishnah it said, Chutz Rishus HaMiyuchedes LaMazik There, Rishus HaNizik V'Amazik. Sounds like it's Potter. Omer Avchist, Omer Avivi. No. Chatzar HaShutvim Chayiv Al-Shem V'Regel. Al-Val HaRegel. Chatzar HaShutvim Yechayiv. You do have to pay on Shem V'Regel. Vachi Kamer. And you have to touch the Mishnah different than Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. You have to put in a period. As follows. Vachi Kamer. The Peshua says, Vachi Kamer is already the Gemara. As Rav Chista said his din, Chatzar HaShutvim Chayiv Shem V'Al HaRegel. So bothers the Gemara, how's Rav Chista going to learn the Mishnah? So now we come to explain the Mishnah. Vachi Kamer. Chutz Mishus HaMiyachedus L'Mazik, the Potter. Rishus HaNizik V'HaMazik, what's the din in Rishus HaShutvim? Then Kishizik HaMazik V'Chul. Then he has to pay. So Rav Chista holds Rishus HaShutvim has to pay. The law says, Potter al Hashem al Regel, Vachi Kamer. Chos Rishus Michaiz Lamazik, Nir Rishus HaNizik V'Amazik. Now me Potter. You read the Mishnah, I guess, Pashup Shah. You have an exception of Rishus HaMazik and Rishus HaShutvim. Then the Mishnah ends with the words, Kishizik Chav HaMazik. What is that coming to teach us? Asuyi Karen. Light Shmuel is coming to teach Karen. Karen was not mentioned earlier. Anich HaLashmuel. L'rav d'om etana shabach amili d'shar chamazg l'asuyi mai l'asuyi hod etana rabbanon. We'll get tomorrow to whatever he's adding. He's coming to add the following braisa, which we're going to get to. Turns out we have here a machlokes in the Gemara. If we're shutvim, I'm assuming now the Gemara will discuss it. We're shutvim in a field where our agreement is I can bring in animals, you can bring in animals. And you bring your animals into the field, and I bring in animals into the field. And my animal is mazik yours, not Karen. We're talking Hashem HaRegel. You have to have a chetimtzim. It's mazik your property, your peris. We have an agreement that everyone can bring everything in. It's a regular chotzer ashutvim. And my animal is mazik yours. What's the svara, like Rav Chista or like Rav Elazar? In Svara, I should be chayim, I should be potter. That's the pashtus. Huh? I have permission to bring my animal in, and you have permission to bring your peiris in, and my animal ate your peiris. What should be the Svara chitzayna? What? I should be chayim. Is that true? Svarach Yitzayna is that I'm chayiv. Is that true? Huh? Anybody have a raya differently? Or you have a raya to that? What should be? Should be chayiv or pasuk? What's a svara? No? What about Leir Baruch Be'er? What would you say? According to a Baruch Be'er, should I be chayiv? Chayiv. Is there a parsha of mazikin in my own? I have an animal in my own rishus. Maybe ala nizik laharchik asatzmai. Maybe the nizik has to watch out. Who says I have to watch out? Maybe you have to watch out. Who says I have to watch my animal? I know you're putting a basket of hay in the backyard, and I know my animal's in the backyard. So I tell you, you have hay there. You tell me I should tie up my animal. I tell you, you should hide your hay. Who's right? Ala nizik laharchik, ala mazik laharchik. So, here's a push to raya. Where's the raya from? I'm assuming you're thinking of it, you're ashamed to say it. Huh? But guys who sometimes say, I can't assume that, because then you would say. You have to be down such a shiva, what would you compare it to? We're talking about Shem V'Regel. What's the name of Shem V'Regel? Isn't it L'chaira Pasha the case? I don't know why there's no Tosfos here, there is the Kasha. I think it's all Pasha, but I think not all Pasha. I'll tell you what I think is Pasha, and you tell me why I'm wrong, okay? In Rosh Hashanah, I have a right to bring my animal, and you have a right to put your hay. What's it in Sheva Regal B'Shisarabim? I'm Potter, right? We say, Allah Nizik L'Hachik Asatzmai, no? I'm Potter, right? B'Shisarabim. Isn't this exactly the same case? Tell me, what? Some Zichah should be Potter. Gzeres HaKosav Ubir B'Stei Acher does not apply in Chatz HaShotfim. Isn't it identical to Rosh HaSarabim? Isn't Rosh HaSarabim a Chatz HaShotfim? Just like Rosh HaSarabim is Chatz HaShotfim of everyone in the city.
That's like what Rashi said.
Yeah, what's Rashi saying?
That's
what does that mean?
The hot mean is it is Rosh Hashanah.
Why have a Rosh Hashanah?
The hot mean is it is Rosh Hashanah.
Does he say why? This is Stei Acher, and it's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a shutfus of 1,000 people, or 1,000,000 people. And this property is a shutfus of me and you. Rosh Hashanah is not Stei Acher, because Rosh Hashanah.
Chatz
HaShutfus.
That we accept one person like out of this field, we have everyone else, and between me and you, we sit
a second. So it's Stei Acher, it's a different Sada?
No, it's the same field.
Ubir B'Stei Acher, I'm only chayiv if it goes into someone else's field.
So, that's
cool that my animal went to Stei Acher. Is there anything you understand there? I have my animal in my field.
That's Hagu for the Kasha, the most famous Hagamara. That's where he's asking now more on the Yudalit.
It's good in the Gemara on the Yudalit.
That's more than the Gemara's house.
So what's a tzad fakert in the Havamina? What's a tzad that I should be chayiv? I'm potter b'shus harabim, I'm chayiv b'shus hanizik. It's hard to find a tzad, no? Why should I be potter b'shus harabim and chayiv b'shus hashotim?
Which is
Stei Acher? Shutfim is Stei Acher. Okay, you understand that? That Shutfim is Stei Acher? Everyone's masking? It's my field, but it's Stei Acher because it's someone else's field also. If it's a Shutfim for everybody, the Maskon is Taka, like I'm saying. If everyone can put everything, I'm Taka Pot in the Maskon. But in the Havamina, so that's the Machlaikis, I guess. Machlaikis, and at this point in the Gemara, Machlaikis is that called Stei Acher? You can look at it, it's my Rishos, it's not Stei Acher, and I'm Potter. But you can look at it, it's the Nizik's Rishos, so it is Stei Acher. We'll have to see why it's Stei Acher, but.
Cool Yamas HaRishos Rab.
What?
Cool Yamas HaRishos Rab. But even in Shad, HaRishos Rab, Machlaikis is Stei Acher.
Okay. It could be a chat, like you're saying, at this point, at least. What about if we learned the previous Gemara the first way we wanted to learn? The way it was first suggested is Bershus HaMazik, why am I Potter? Because I'm an Aynus. Because I'm an Aynus. In my Rishus, I'm an Aynus. Your animal walked in. If we learn like that, then this Gemara is very geshmak. The Man Diyamon is Machayiv. So I only have a Ptura in this if it's my field. If I have a Shutif, I can't tie an Aynus. A Shutif is also allowed to bring things in. If you learn the way we learned before, Rav Baruch Bed dismissed this pshat. But now we're only trying to deal with a Havamina. L'chaira, in this Havamina, the Machlokes is, if you would hold the Ptura as a Ptura Aynus, Rishus HaMazit, Tarch Rishus Imai Boy is a Ptura Aynus, so it's very geshmak. It's chatzu shal shneiim. I'm not an oynis, and I'm chayiv. Because really, I should be chayiv. Just have a ptur oynis. Now I don't have a ptur oynis. That'd be very geshmak. the tzad to be pottering me is because this is not stay acher. These two ways could be the machlekes, although you're right, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi seems to say that tzad chiyuv is because it's considered bir b'stei acher. You talk, could be. Rashi is explaining that Yom was mechayiv.
Rashi could have thought right. That Ben is really Rishus Yom is one person. Rashi said that Ben is the Hamim is really Rishus Haram. It's not Rishus Haram. It's only the other side.
It's true, Rashi's mashma, that has nothing to do with any of this. Rashi's mashma that they're arguing, and Rashi says what I said in the next Rashi, which is in the magic potter. So he says, the Lagar Mishra Sarab. He says, Bishabu Regal Kamai, the Bino Bishte Acher. Right?
That's
good. The Manyama Patis, that's no problem. He says, not Stay Acher. The first Manyama was Machayiv, holds it is Stay Acher. Right, Rashi's learning that they're arguing, is it considered Stay Acher? Klar and Rashi. Rashi's learning that way. I'd like you to look at a riff that I turned to in the beginning of the year. I asked you to learn it inside. I'd like to show it to you again. It's in the Rush. I'm sorry, the Rush quotes the riff. But it's in the first Siman Aleph, the beginning of the Masechta. And I'd like to be reminded of this riff and the Rush's explanation of the riff. And when you plug it into the Gemara, it's helpful. In the first page of the riff on the Rush on the Masechta, in the first column, about halfway down towards the end of a line, a little less than halfway, v'shem regel p'tur mishasarabim du'urchehu, the slosh in the riff. The riff said shem regel p'tur mishasarabim du'urchehu. It's normal to let your animals go in mishasarabim. To merely, the Rosh asked the kasha, ma hutzruch lefarish tamay deptiri mishum du'urchehu. Who? Hakroksiv. It's exerus hakroksiv. Be'a b'steyacher. Deshinam v'loy mishasarabim. That was the Rosh's kasha on the Rif. The Rif said, what's Bia B'stei Acher? A place where it's Urche. So why does the Rambam say Urche? Why does the Rif say Urche? The Rosh is the kasha. Say a Bia B'stei Acher is Mamayit. The Efshe Shabal Lefarish Tam HaPosik Loma Patrosei Torah B'shus HaRabim Lefi Shadake Leiloch B'shus HaRabim The Efshe Shiyachu HaBayim B'achreyem Tavit. A Smara for the Posik. Because you can't follow your animal on the street all the time. So Mimela, that's why Shem Regal Apatu Bishasarabim, Abba Karen Chayevis Bishasarab, Ab Bishadarke Layla. Even though you can't follow your animal all the time, but Kivin Diyayin, since you were warned, the Adesh or Nachin, have a Layla Marin into it. If you have a Nachin, you have to put it on a leash. But otherwise, Stamazah, you don't have to. And later he says, Nafkanina, we spend time on. This riff is saying a pshat in the Petur B'Shusarab because of Urche, because it's E.F. Shulishana. So what we have to do is take this riff, now plug it back into our Nidain of Chatz HaShufim, and the truth is into the Rambam. Devin Ozel uses this Rambam, this riff to explain the Rambam I read you earlier, and you'll see that things, you make the Cheshbon, you'll see how things work out. It's a little late, so I'm not going to make the Cheshbon. But you'll see that it works out kafi hacheshbin to have to do with the reason. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. Tomorrow I'd like to get up to the next dummy. Make sure you finish at least four Rashi Tosafot at the end of the program.